It's Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. Hundreds of thousands of people's lives have been disrupted because of the hurricane. Houston area resident John McManus grew up in Downs. His father was once mayor in the village. McManus and his wife, Renee, were visiting a friend in the hospital as the storm bore down on Houston. McManus tells Charlie Schlinker their friend died at the hospital, and by the time they were ready to leave, they became trapped with water behind them and ahead of them on the road. They pulled into the parking lot of a medical arts building near a junior college and tried to get to the highest point in the parking lot.
Well, as time went on, it just kept raining harder and harder. As a matter of fact, in that area nearby, Friendswood, which is about a mile and a half away, they experienced 6.5 inches that hour, first hour of that storm.
Wow.
So, of course, that overwhelmed the entire system up in there, and there was no way for the water to get out. So we repositioned the car a couple of times, pulling it closer and up to the building until we were touching the bushes, and about 4 o'clock, the water was coming up under the rocker panels. So we made a decision at that time to call 911 to see if we could get on the lift.
That's got to be fairly frightening to have the
water.
Well,
it's one of those things where it's not like some charging animal or something. It's just an impending feeling of, man, what are we going to do now? You know, we were just a half a mile away from the hospital, but we couldn't get there and they couldn't get to us. I mean, there's no, you know, there were people nearby, but it wasn't much help. You know, you think of what you're going to do, you know, things come into your mind, you know, like all we had since we had just left the hospital, we didn't, you know, pack like we were going to go through any, you know, distress situations. We had no water, no food, you know. I did have, you know, a tire changing tool. I thought, well, as a last resort, if we have to be here too long, I could break a window. There was a daycare on that premises. I thought, surely they have some baby food in there. So things like that go through your mind, you know.
Okay.
And it's just, you're trying to figure out, you don't get too crazy because you're always trying to figure out, okay, what are we going to do now? You know, it's one of those things. You're going to worry about it later until you figure out what you're going to do.
Yeah. What did 911 say?
So we looked around the corner, and we saw a strip of grass closer to the front of the building. And I said, I think we need to make a run for it with the car, see if we can get it around and get up on that, you know, get up off the parking lot on that strip of grass and see if we can, you know, buy ourselves a little bit of time. So we tried that about 4 in the morning, which was successful. It didn't stall out the car. We got over there and pulled up on that strip of grass, and we were there through the night. In that time period that we were there, it experienced over 16 inches of rain. And it was basically a lake in front of us, between us and the junior college across the street. And the junior college, of course, being weekend, there was nobody on campus except for maybe one security guard. So, and a skunk. We saw a skunk had made it over there. They thought, well, okay, let's hope the security guard and the skunk don't cross each other's path. Anyway, we live and let live,
you know.
Live and let live at that point, you know. I think the skunk was in a much less advantageous situation than the security guard. So you kind of wanted to give him wide berth.
Were you sure your house was going to be not flooded?
Well, that's the other thing, too. You know, when we took off, we thought it was going to be okay. But unfortunately, we didn't have sufficient information to make a good decision. And it turned out we had a bad decision. But I think, you know, once we got up off the road, we started making better decisions. There was a little patio out in front of the doctor's office. It was just a little bit higher. And I said, well, let's see if we can pull that up. So we actually parked up on the entrance to this doctor's office. And, you know, we took all the room that was up there. And,
water.
We left, we wrote a note to the doctor to apologize for if we caused him any inconvenience.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. John McManus is on the line. He is in the Houston area and has been dislocated because of the floods related to Hurricane Harvey. And the water's still rising,
The water's still rising at this time. It had backed off for an hour or so, and we thought as we were sitting up on the top of that slab, the water had started to get up even with it and creep up onto it. And then it backed off about mid-morning, and we thought we saw it going down a little bit, and then the water started coming back again. And it was about that time that we noticed that we didn't see anybody coming through that area. We started to see the Coast Guard helicopters in the distance up along the Interstate 45, which was, you know, some distance away, where they were rescuing people who were on top of their roofs and, you know, on their cars and, you know, out there stuck in the feeders and places, you know, where they imminent danger, where they couldn't get out. And we heard these fan boats, you know, the Everglades-type boats running around from time to time. They had those doing the same thing. Periodically, about every 2 hours, we would get a call from the center that was coordinating the rescues, and they would ask us our situation. And, you know, we told them what the changes were, and then they would try to ascertain our safety and what level of safety we were, and they would try to give us the best, you know, a best case scenario of when we could be picked up. So they were saying, well, if it's that 4 feet, we won't be able to get even one of our military vehicles down there, and the best case scenario is you guys stay there overnight again, and we'll see what happens in the morning. So that wasn't good news, but at least we knew that they knew where we were in case things got worse. And then, of course, you think about, okay, if we have to, maybe we can crawl up on the roof of this building. You know, those different things come through your mind. Anyway, it's a slow race against time, I guess is what you call it.
John McManus, who grew up in Downs, speaking with GLT's Charlie Schlenker about his two-day odyssey navigating floodwaters near Houston. He hears from neighbors that his own home is still okay. This is Sound Ideas on 89.1 FM, GLT, and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media.